Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Morag Barrett back on the show. Morag is the founder and the CEO of Sky Team, an international HR consulting and leadership company. She is the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships, and she's our good friend Morag Barrett. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Thank Morag. Thank you very much.
One of the things that you talked about recently in an article that I saw was that maybe we shouldn't have resolutions about what we're going to do as much as maybe we should resolve to not do some things. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. You know what it's like, the run-up to January 1st. January 1st has such a power over people around, then I'm going to. That's the mindset people have. January the 1st, then I'm going to do, dot, dot, dot. Well, you know, every day is a new day. Why do we wait until the beginning of the year to then lay on ourselves 101 New Year's resolutions that are usually about, can I leap a building in a single bound? And so I'm thinking more that instead of adding more things to our to-do list, maybe we should look at New Year's resolutions or any day resolutions as a to-don't list. Taking things off. Yeah.
So, what would be an example? I don't know. What would be a good example? What do you think?
Well, I've got some friends who are embarking on that New Year resolution, the traditional one of I'm going to work out more. And so, mm-hmm. what they're saying is I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to get up early every day mm-hmm. and go to the gym. Well, I don't know about you. It's 6:30 here in Colorado. I'm not a morning person, but I do it for you, Jim. But rather than making it a I get up early resolution, which would drive me nuts, how about making it I don't stay in bed every day? Mm-hmm. I don't lie in every day. So you're changing the message, and in doing so, it doesn't feel like you're giving up luxuries, for example.
And how about leaving before that? I won't wait until midnight to go to bed the night before.
Mm-hmm. There's another good one, though. Last night it was Downton Abbey, so I was
right.
up somewhat late.
Well, this is where the DVR can help you out.
Yes, but the idea of two don'ts is looking at habits, looking at things that we're getting involved in that are no longer helping us. And certainly as a business owner, New Year's resolutions come easy when we think about ourselves as individuals and what we want to achieve.
Right.
But I think that same discipline can be applied to running our businesses and looking at, well, what do we want to get done within the business, within the company in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to create the headroom? What are the things I'm going to stop doing to allow me to do that? So, for example, last year, one of the actions that I took on my to-don't list is I don't now spend hours every month reconciling all the receipts with all the different accounts that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I hired a bookkeeper. It only took me 7 years to do it, Jim, but as you know, it's hours off my plate. Now,
mm-hmm.
I still have attention to the financials, but now I'm looking at the trends and the data at a higher level. I'm not getting...
You're managing your numbers. You're not dealing with the numbers.
Yes, exactly. And so there's another example of the to-don't. And in doing so,
don't free up hours. Don't try to become an accountant if you're the business owner.
Exactly. Well, I think we all try to do it ourselves because we think it's cheaper to do it or it's quicker to do it ourselves.
Well,
but
at some point
in our growth, it's not.
And this is part comes back to what I've been trying to get across for a long time now with small business owners, and that's the part about being the CEO of your company.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell them is you have to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore.
Yep.
And which is a good to-don't list, right? And
yes.
Promote yourself to things that nobody else can do that nobody's doing right now.
Agreed.
That's how, that's what CEOs do. If you want to become smarter, you, like you were talking about it, the way you thought about, the way you think about your financial part, where you're no longer doing the accounting, you're just managing the reports that you're getting from your accounting. That's what CEOs do. They don't, they it's not a good use of a CEO's time to do the books.
No.
It's a good job. It's good use of the CEO's time to get somebody to do the books and to give you the reports so you can make high level decisions.
Yes. So if your business goal is to grow your business, in doing so, you grow your team, and whether that ends up being W-2 employees, 1099 subcontractors, or in my case, trusted partners, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
So there you go. A different way of approaching.
Morag, I need your website, please.
My website, it is Sky Team, which is www.skyteam.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Morag and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.